Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back. Take Command. You don't know who I had on my radio show this week to talk about Stephon Diggs coming to D.C.
I don't know.
Your former teammate, Pierre Garçon.
Oh, let's go.
Best dude, teammate. I love Pierre.
Great dude.
He's awesome. And he was just in good spirits, good mood, chuckling, talking about all the drift routes he ran and how much he loved playing in DC. But I had him on because he like retweeted some aggregator account saying Stephon Diggs is interested in the Commanders or whatever, which I don't think was based on anything real. Yeah. And Pierre was like, this makes a lot of sense for both sides. I hope this happens. So we had him on to talk about it. But what about Diggs? We talk so much about Brandon Ayuk. If you want a guy that is a bit of a diva, who's a gigantic question mark pain in the ass in different places in the past, isn't Diggs a better option for that? I mean, he went for 1,000 yards last year. He was healthy last year. He has been on the field performing. Now, he can't stay anywhere longer than a year, and he has fallen out of favor with the coaching staff in Minnesota, with weird relationship with Allen in Buffalo. I get it. I'm not saying he's squeaky clean. He's got a relationship with Cardi B that seems moderately volatile. You know, they're like screaming at each other on social media the other day. It's like this. There's a lot of things about this where the flags are not green or yellow, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Having said that, if I'm going to get into bed with somebody as a partnership here in football – that has been a pain and is going to be a little bit of a, you know, a massaging lot of work situation at the receiver position, I'll take the healthy guy who went for 1K last year.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. And it's funny, I've talked to a couple people that have played with him, and I was expecting kind of what your rendition was. Oh, like he's a little bit of a diva, kind of your classic receiver guy. You know, we've all are familiar with that kind of that persona. And to a man, it was like four or five people that I talked to. They were like, he's an awesome teammate. He's a great leader. He's a pro's pro. Like when it comes to going in the building and working, he's able to kind of separate his social life, his business life from the stuff that happens in the locker room. And I didn't get one person that played with him to say a bad thing about him. Now, again, as a team and as an organization, that calculus is different because, you know, the team is more than just the locker room. You're bringing in a guy, like you said, who's very forward facing, very, very public looking. But in terms of like the leadership stuff, like I was kind of shocked about some of the conversations he had with guys, like great mentorship conversations, great leadership, great kind of again, just like familial interpersonal relationships that I was so surprised by. But so again, I'm a little bit higher on this probably than a lot of people. I think the one thing is I think Stephon Diggs is an excellent receiver. I think he's very good. I think he's nuanced. I think all the things you want to look for. My question, my only question about this is, does this hurt Antonio Williams in some way in his development? And as you, and as we've talked about, I think you've talked to people over there as well. Like, they are sky high on that kid. They are so looking forward to him kind of being a feature of this offense. Does Stephon Diggs, as a 30-year-old player who's kind of transitioning from a perimeter player to a slot player, cannibalize his reps and stunt his growth? Would be the only thing, only drawback I could possibly see to this. But when you, in addition to some of the organizational outlook, but in terms of what I've heard about him as a guy, watching the film from last year, like, there's not a lot here. And when you, when you compare him to Ayuk, to me it's a no-brainer. It's Stephon Diggs all the way. And Ayuk, every week that goes by, I just am like finding myself further and further removed from liking that as a move for the Commanders.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Based on, like, actions, based, like, all the pictures of him with the money and the watches, or, like, what are you basing that on?
Yeah, just that kind of stuff. It's just like, I keep coming back to this question, and I pose it to you. I pose it on this podcast. Like, do you like football? You haven't played football for 2 years. So, A, that's a really hard thing to come back from, just in general. And guys that do it are guys that love it. And right now, like, are you training? Are you working out? Like, what's your motivation to get back and be a contributing member of this team? And if you're going to be here, like, I, as a coach, like, I put my coaching hat on for a second. I'm like, I can't trust you to fill a role, right? Because I don't know if you're going to be in shape. I don't know if you're ready to go. I don't know if you're going to be prepared, because your recent history has kind of steered us clear of that. So I think that's the thing that makes it really, really hard for me to get behind that. But then you compare that to Stephon Diggs, and he's in shape. He played well. There's good leadership reports. Again, there's other things you have to negotiate. I'm not saying he's perfect, but that, to me, if you're looking for more receiver depth, that seems like an easy pick in terms of, from my perspective.
You know, he loves the ball. That has never been a question. Like, this is the guy that's going to sit on the field after the parade and the confetti falls post losing a conference championship game for 14 minutes with tears in his eyes, because he wants to remember the pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the videos, like, I don't always think you got to record every workout. You weren't a guy doing that, but, like, you can see this dude's putting in the work here locally with people back in the DMV. By the way, he's from this area, Good Counsel High School in Maryland, born in Gaithersburg, Maryland. He is a DMV lifer, went to the University of Maryland, 32 years old. You're talking about a one-year deal. So I do think it would take away from Antonio Williams. I don't think there's any way to say otherwise, because of Stephon Diggs's role. Last year, for the record, just so people know, he played in the slot 390 snaps and out wide 355 snaps out of 752. He was in the backfield a couple times. He was in line a couple times. But that is basically the Antonio Williams starter kit. You're talking about a guy who could play inside, who could play outside. Very comparable, very similar, like route runner. I don't want to say redundant, but it's you're hiring a guy, you're signing a guy that essentially does a lot of the same things you just drafted Williams to do. So does it ruin his development? No, it stunts it. It takes reps away for sure. That's something they've got to negotiate and consider here. But if we're saying they're going to bring in a veteran and the conversation is Ayuk or Diggs, I'm also heavily in the Diggs category. And it's just the recency of last year. He caught 85 balls for 1,000 yards on a team that played in the Super Bowl. Like, he was the third down war daddy most year for Stephon Diggs. Like, it's third and Stephon routing somebody up on a choice or an option or something. Like, that happened a lot last year. Now, here's one problem I do have, in addition to some of the off-field antics and stuff. Have you ever met him, by the way?
I have not met him, no.
Dude, he is one of the most charming people I've ever met. Like, when I say, I'm not doing a bit. I interviewed him at Radio Row, okay? And you go to Radio Row every year and you interview, you know, 20 celebrity / football players, 4 or 5 active players. I don't know that I've ever been more like smitten after an interview than I was with Stephon Diggs. He is just, he's a big personality. He's got a great smile. He's really comfortable. Just did a really good interview. And I was like, I freaking love this guy. I talked to someone recently who caught up with him and did an interview with him recently. And they're like, dude, they should sign Stephon Diggs. That guy's awesome. Like, you're not going to come away from an interaction with him not having that feeling, right? But then you know about the Bills, Josh Allen stuff. You know about the Vikings stuff. I see the videos out there of him and Cardi B and kind of that wackiness and whatever that is. So, like, that stuff's there too, but I would always be hesitant. GM Paulson with my GM hat on, 23 with the Bills, 2024 with the Texans, 2025 with the Patriots. He's going to be on his fifth team in 5 years, essentially. Like, why is no one opting back in? Why are we doing a tour through the National Football League? That always gives me a little bit of pause.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at Houston, they had a bunch of young guys that they wanted to develop and bring along. And so that kind of makes sense to me. And obviously, he had the injury in Minnesota. When was that injury? That was in, I forget what year that was. Which but that one? Was summer.
The ACL, right? ACL was Houston.
Yeah. And so again, like, you're kind of coming off, what is he going to be coming back? We drafted a lot of young players. So that makes sense to me. And from what I've heard from talking with people up in New England, I think they do kind of want to resign him. But again, he's an older receiver. Like, what kind of money does he want? And what kind of opportunity is Diggs looking for? I think that's a legitimate question. Because if New England's going to trade for A.J. Brown, like, do you want to resign there if you want to be the kind of the guy like you just mentioned? So some of it to me can be explained away based on his injury history, but based on kind of what kind of role he's looking for in an offense. But I do think it's a relevant point to be discussing, no doubt. But I also think that he's a good football player who loves football, who's done it at a high level recently. And so if you want someone to come in and kind of offset and fill in, this feels like the right opportunity.
Pro bowler in 20, 22, and 23, and AP second team all pro in 2022, AP first team all pro in the COVID year in 2020, and has led the league in some categories over the years. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. He's now bounced around, though, a little bit. All right, we'll get to your questions. You can always send them in to us, either comment below this pod on YouTube or in the comments wherever you get your audio, and our producer Evan digs those up. Or you can just send them directly to me, and I put together a little file for our mailbag episodes at Grant Paulson on Twitter and probably more easy at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram. We'll get to those questions next.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.